This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The short-term interest rates controlled by the Fed are supposed to be the gas pedal, brake pedal for the economy. In effect, we keep saying everything else in the economy, mortgages, deposit insurance. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, not so much your credit card.
Interest rates on car loans since the Great Recession dropped by half. Mortgage rates down by around 40%. What about your credit card rate?
I haven't noticed any change.
Yalissa Melendez from Queens. That is because there hasn't been a huge change. Just before the recession, the average rate was around 14%. They hopped around a little for a year or two and have settled at around 12% and have not really moved.
So people who carry a balance on their cards are paying average rates that are very similar to those of 2008.
Jill Gonzalez is an analyst for Wallet Hub. So if the Federal Reserve's primary interest rate deep at the beating heart of the economy went to zero, why didn't credit cards fall very much?
In a perfect world, that would definitely be the case. The problem is that banks are a business. So banks have been seeing lower returns on their investments, lower profits on home mortgages.
So, says Gonzalez, banks have used profits from credit cards to support their revenue, and that means interest rates are higher than they could be. The American Bankers Association says banks are still actually making a lower rate of return on credit cards than they used to. And chief economist James Chesson says running a credit card company is expensive no matter what the Federal Reserve does.
There's an enormous infrastructure that supports the credit card industry, all the call centers and all the equipment and neural networks that help protect against fraud.
One last reason our credit cards aren't paying a whole lot of attention to the Federal Reserve? Risk.
Credit cards are unsecured loans.
Bill Hardkopf is with LowCards.com. Car loans, home loans, those are a little less risky because cars and homes can get repossessed. Credit cards aren't like that.
So if you go out and buy a stereo and you default on your credit card, the credit card issuer cannot come into your house and take your stereo.
That risk means credit card rates are higher than other rates. So really, nothing can dramatically move credit card rates down. Not recession, not the Federal Reserve, and probably not hell or high water either. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.